This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another first on What's on Your Mind. Welcome, folks. I'm Scott Henlon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
I'm live and on location in Watford City today. That's not new. What is new is I'm in this brand new high school that's not yet finished. So the first time ever for a broadcast from a building still under construction. And you'll hear some of the sounds today.
You're never too old to go back to high school, huh?
Exactly right. It's a very nice, beautiful setting. And it'll open next month officially. We have a little sneak peek today on the radio. Steve Holman, the superintendent, will join us a little later on. And you know what? When Watford City builds a school, everybody benefits. I'm looking at office furniture being unloaded as we speak from Hanahers, the Fargo office supply store. I'm looking at a truck from Construction Engineers. They're from Grand Forks. And they tell me nearly every community in North Dakota is represented in some way in these buildings that are being built. Watford City High School and adjacent Watford City Event Center that are under construction. So that is that's pretty neat. They find a way in this great community of Watford City. They just find a way to get it done. And I want to celebrate a little bit of that today. We also will have today Lynn Helms, Department of Mineral Resources, for an update on where we are at with oil and gas production in North Dakota. Steve Holland, the superintendent of Watford City, McKenzie County schools will join us today as well. But this community just never quits. You got to love it. So that's fun to celebrate, and we will do that today on the program. Had a great time yesterday at University of Mary on the Twins Caravan. We didn't, though, have enough time to chat with you, and I really want to get a sense of what's on your mind. There's a lot of things happening in the news, a lot going on in our communities, in our state, in our nation. I saw a new study that said the majority of Donald Trump's support is from Democrats. And I can't decide if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I guess if I want Donald Trump to win, that's a good thing. I guess if I believe Donald Trump will fix the country, that's a good thing. On the other hand, if I sat down with a group of 20 Democrats, I'm not sure I would agree with them on much. So if a majority of the support is coming from, why are they supporting him? What do they know that Republicans don't know? I don't know. Just one of the things I have in my mind, but there are many things on my mind, and I am more interested in what's on your mind. So when you hear this, you know it's your cue to call. Let me look at the phone bank. Yep. Line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The crickets are overtaking the lines.
It must have thawed out now that it warmed up.
The phone lines are so quiet, we hear the crickets, which means it's your cue to call. All right, we want to get you right on the lines right away and find out what is on your mind today. Having a little, I don't know what I'm having, a little remorse about yesterday's show, Tom. Didn't get enough chance to talk to the greatest radio audience on the face of the earth. Just find out.
Well, there was a lot going on. It was a pretty busy day, but yeah.
There was. And we have those days from time to time. We like to make up for it, so. Today is our day to make up for it, to give you a chance to call in and tell us what is on your mind. And as we go throughout the program today, as I mentioned, get you an update on the latest director's cut from Lynn Helms. He'll be here, and by the way, answer any questions you might have. Same with Steve Holland, superintendent of Watford City Public Schools. And you might hear some construction sounds, too. I know you can live with that. We've gotten kind of quiet now. It was just, like, insane crazy here a little bit ago, but it'll be back.
But they all looking at you like, oh, he's on the radio. Shh, we can't. We got to shut this stuff off.
You can't believe how many people said, we could shut that door, or we could move down there while you're here. I'm like, no, do what you're going to do. I'm actually broadcasting from the library, and they have some project going on here in the library today. I think they're putting the blinds in or something, and had to move in some ladders. And so they were offering to arrange that to do it later, and I said, please don't. Please do not do this later. We're not here to interrupt your schedule. We're here to cover what you're doing, and glad you're doing it. Now you got it. Now you got it. Yeah, there you go. A little terrazzo being polished up. I hear it. Bring it on. All right. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to tell us what's on your mind today on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Don't make us play that cricket sound again. You just, you know, every day we're here bringing it. And right at the top of the show, telling you what's on our mind. I'll give you a little sliver today, but we want to know what's on your mind. We are brought to you in part today by the PVE Scheffler Title Mapping Team. And what they do is provide their clients with a collaborative team of attorneys, surveyors, GIS specialists, and industry experts to provide complete title mapping and management solutions. Don't take chances. If you don't have expert consultation, you could end up with incorrect, conflicting, or ambiguous data. And the wrong tax documents and descriptions and surveys can create big problems. So make sure you get the right property details and sensitive features to eliminate boundary disputes and landowner conflict. Go with the pros. PVEScheffler.com for more information or call Jeff Holcomb, 701-628-4554. So we can start with a question if you want. And that is, why is that, according to one poll, a majority of Donald Trump's support coming from Democrats right now? And is that a good thing or a bad thing? Gotta admit, when I see it, I first think that worries me. As you know, I've been having this on-air flip-flop contest on the presidential race. My heart's with Ben Carson, Marco Rubio. Ben Carson, because he has the outsider credentials that Donald Trump does, and a rock solid heart. Marco Rubio, because I believe he's the most electable in a general election. But I have a hard time getting off Donald Trump because he just, thankfully, has taken the pulse of us as Americans to say, we're mad as heck and not going to take it anymore.
That's just it. Is the problem with Ben Carson the fact he's just not angry enough?
Yeah, and Ben Carson would tell you angry is not necessarily a good trait. So, you know, you just kind of all over the place.
But it's about getting votes, and it's about reflecting what the voters are thinking and saying.
Ted Cruz has the Donald Trump-like passion. He has that. And by the way, he's neck and neck in Iowa with him. But I have to tell you, you know, the electability of Trump, I believe, is real. I believe come November, if it's him and Hillary, there will be a whole host of voters that would go there. And there's a lot on our agenda as conservatives that he would advance. So you sort this out, folks. Frank in Grand Forks, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I've thought about this for a while, and Trump really did go up in the polls fast. And if you think back on what he was saying early on, he was talking about sending the illegals home, building a wall, stopping Muslim immigration. And I think those issues are what's resonating across the board with Republicans and Democrats. And the reason why is in the last 40 years, let's say, neither party has done anything in this regard, and the American people want some action in this regard. And I'll give you an example why. I'm an aerospace business, and I just moved to North Dakota a couple of years ago because I was fed up with what was going on in California. California is now what I call Little Tijuana. It's terrible. I didn't want to live there. I didn't want to raise my child there. It's full of illegals and gangbangers. It's a very bad place, and it's caused by all of the illegals coming across. It's changing the country. People see it, and they're upset. And that's my take on the whole thing.
They are upset. You're right about early on getting the attention of folks. He's also said very simply, America, we lose too often. We need to win again. Make America great again. I think that's a simple message people can rally behind, and they're willing to forgive some of the sort of goofy things that he said.
That's right. You know, it all goes together because people, they're losing their jobs. Like my wife in California, she couldn't even get a minimum wage job because they were taken up by the illegals. So when she came here to North Dakota, lo and behold, there's all kinds of jobs. She got a job. She's doing well. you know, it's great. But you start bringing in all these illegals, and it's we, the people, who are going to suffer. And you know what? People see it. The media doesn't see it. And they sit there and scratch their heads and wonder why the American people are so upset.
Yeah.
So it's immigration.
Look at Europe. No, that's a huge issue. You're absolutely right, Frank. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Speaking of which, the Supreme Court announced today that they will rule on the immigration orders of the administration and whether or not it violated the constitutional provision that he can take care that the laws be faithfully executed. How about that? Did his action violate the Constitution? A lot of people believe it did. The Supreme Court doesn't necessarily get these issues that often because they have to be challenged and they have to continue to go up the court. But that's one that will. It'll bring that issue back front and center for sure. All right, a couple of great texts coming in, too. We welcome those and more of your calls. 800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Spring Spa. And Vince, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables Tools here. Tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Watford City High School, our location today for What's On Your Mind. Females listening to a radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550. Give us a call and let us know what's on your mind today. Todd and I ask a couple questions. Often we'll grab a couple of headlines, but we're trying to make up for lost time here. Our penance for yesterday's busy program with a lot to cover is, in fact, to have you Let us know what's on your mind today. Give you lots of extra time. So the time is yours. Take it. 800-228-0550. Text Todd if you'd like. And a lot of folks are doing that this morning. 701-226-8503 on what's on your mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Hedolls. Hedolls has it. That would be the parts you need when you need it. But that would also be the people. I love telling the stories of Hedolls people. I got a chance to chat with a lot of them. And they are a passionate bunch about what they do day in and day out. Folks like Dwight Guffmiller down in Aberdeen. He has been with Hedolls for 3+ decades. Yeah, he's in his third or I guess fourth decade now. Just incredible. And he used to race a dirt track, a little racing, been involved with the Speedway down in Aberdeen for about 30 years. That Brown County Speedway is great. Track official, pitting, head flag man, does it all. His first car, a 1965 Pontiac, by the way. Four-door sedan, burgundy in color. One of those first cars you had to buy your own car, didn't get it through the folks, you know. It's sophomore in high school, can't afford much, working part-time, so there you go. He's picked up his game a little now. He has actually a vintage dirt car he's building, 56 Ford two-door hardtop, Masterbuilt. You have a lot to talk about with Dwight when you get down to the Aberdeen location of Hedolls, don't you? He's ASE certified, auto parts, brakes. Love taking care of their customers down there, deliver to the whole region around there, about a 100-mile radius from Aberdeen. Hedolls has it, Dwight Guffmiller, and many like him. At Hedolls locations all throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota, Minnesota, too. Let's go up to Tioga and chat with Mark on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'd like to know what other people think about the balance of trade and closing our borders like the Monroe Doctrine suggests.
What do you think of it?
I think we should shut her down and support ourselves. We have people starving here in the U.S., and in North Dakota.
Shut her down as in we don't trade with anybody?
Maybe not that extreme, but let's shut it down enough that we can have some jobs and feed our people.
I think an argument could be better made if we said, if we shut down trade, there'll be more jobs here. I'm not sure that's the case. I think we need to build the best and, of everything and be able to have, such good products, such good ingenuity from our people that we are heads and tails above everybody else. So when we trade, we trade from an advantage of, things are just better here. Now, China and their currency and devaluing it to basically have a thumb on the scale is bad news. And that's where you need Donald Trump, in my mind, to say, wait a minute, you pull that, here's what we're going to do. You got to be a tougher negotiator. I'm not sure we're a tough enough negotiator on a lot of these things. But to me, the idea of shutting down trade wouldn't be a good thing overall for our economy or our jobs, in my view. Am I wrong?
Might backfire on the phone. We don't have the infrastructure to support it yet.
Good point, Mark. That would be another issue. And again, if we did, I'm not sure we'd want to. But I appreciate the call. Let's go to Galen and Bismarck. Tell us what's on your mind, Galen.
Hi. Addressing a question asked, how come you think so many Democrats and other people are in support of Donald Trump? And my main thought is concerning that is that then a lot of people are not happy with either political party's candidates for years, especially since 9/11. And some of the points I think they're upset with, which I am one of them, and I'm a Republican, but I vote both sides of the ticket. I vote for who I think is the best candidate. But some of the things are the national debt is out of control, tired of political correctness and letting our nation just deteriorate more physically and militarily, And addressing issues of what I call third world war since 9/11. And the number, there's millions of radical Islamists around the world. Some of those are like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram. And dealing with ISIS alone without the other issues is not going to be addressing the real issue. The real issue is that for whatever reason, a lot of radicals are appearing and being created in Islam. And I think that's what what Donald Trump, one of the things he and Dr. Ben Carson are addressing, and that is getting other people's attention and their support. Problems with political correctness is a big problem for both political parties, especially Jeb Bush. I think that's why he's down in the polls, and he really has been taking Donald Trump on the calling him on the carpet for this, and people are saying, don't we think Donald Trump is right on that?
So the Democrats that are supporting him maybe have a little bit of fatigue of the direction of the country and are coming more the conservative way and see a fighter in Donald Trump. You don't take it as a concern. You take it as a good thing.
Well, I think what Donald Trump is doing is what a lot of Democrats and a lot of independents and a lot of Republicans have been thinking when they hear about these radical Islamists who are being released, a bunch of them that were traded for Officer Berdahl, who is a traitor. And we get a traitor, now we're going to house him for the rest of his life. What kind of deal is that? And we give a bunch of radicals. They were releasing a lot of radicals again here, Islamists, and that's really who we're at war with. I mean, it's not that we are with war with them. Our nation still isn't. It's that Islamist radicalism is at war with us. They've been saying it under Al-Qaeda, under ISIS, and I'm sure under other groups as well, and they want to dominate the world. And it has been battling that going back for over 1,000 years, that religion trying to overtake the world.
Galen, thanks for sharing your thoughts. By the way, there's a story today in the New York Times, I think I saw it, that Donald Trump is dominating with evangelicals, the faith community, in voting. I think some, you know, a group that, for instance, Jeb Bush would sort of keep a distance from, a group that Ted Cruz thought he'd have. Very interesting take that Trump is doing as well as he is there. I mean, he's sort of just crossing everything. Squeeze in another call before the break here. Mike in Williston, what's on your mind? Cloverdale, Big Flavor Hotline, got you up. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing, Zach?
Good, sir. How are you?
Pretty well. I just kind of wanted to follow up with that first guy that called who moved in from California talking about the illegal immigration there. But it's here as well, and I've been directly affected by it right now, and that's something I'm going through. I had actually moved in with somebody that I work with that's employed here in Williston at a pretty good, well-known company here. And on the 1st of July, he had gotten pulled over. I was unaware of the situation before I moved in with my wife and 7-month-old baby, but he got pulled over, and he said that the cop asked him what his legal status was, and he is actually illegal. He admitted that after he got pulled over.
Boy, interesting. Hang on a sec, Mike. Don't go away. We're up against the break. I want to hear the rest of the story coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Just look for the red, white, and blue, and come on in. They connect North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, and that helps Main Street and every town in North Dakota and Minnesota they serve. PetroServe USA has the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. That's the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Is it good? Plus, a 20-ounce drink of your choice and 2 cookies. All 4 of those items for only $4. 4-for-4 every day, all day. PetroServe USA. All month long, any size hot chocolate is only 99 cents. How about this deal? A buck off any ice scraper. And $5 off any NDSU or UND grandma pants item, too. Plus, candy bars, 2 for $1. Big bags of Nabisco treats, 99 cents each. Or the Deli Express smoked ham and cheese, Chuck Wagon, chicken and Swiss for just $1.99. 1.5 liter bottles of Ice Mountain water, only 99 cents each, too, at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. This announcement is for every man tired of waking up multiple times a night to use the bathroom. By calling now, preferred customers can get a free bottle of GoFlow Prostate with ingredients shown to help reduce those annoying nighttime bathroom visits. The GoFlow Prostate Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the GoFlow Free Bottle Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. GoFlow Prostate was formulated by Dr. Mitchell Fleischer with ingredients clinically studied to support an aging prostate. GoFlow helps to increase flow when you go and helps to stop it when you sleep. We challenge you to try your first bottle of GoFlow absolutely free and guarantee you'll be amazed by the results. Just pay shipping and processing. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746. This is a limited time offer. One free bottle per household. Call now. Dial 1-800-680-0746. That's 1-800-680-0746.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Those construction noises you hear are a good thing. They're actually a part of the process to build a brand new high school in Watford City High School, Watford City, North Dakota. And we are live today in Watford City. I'm going to chat with Steve Holden, the superintendent, a little later on in the program today to find out about this project. What a momentous time for this great city, and glad to be here. So the construction's ongoing, and we literally are in a building under construction for the first time and enjoying every single moment of it. We really are. We're brought to you in part today by a new sponsor of ours this month, and we thank them for that, B-Mobile. You want to sell more of whatever it is you have in the way of a product or a service, we love telling the stories of companies. We really do. You know, from old and young. We have a few hundred-year-old companies that are sponsors of this program, and we appreciate that very much and tell their story. And do it for new ones as well. But if we can tell your story, give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 855-200-1776, extension 3. But B-Mobile is a new sponsor. North Dakota's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Verizon, of course, that name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Because every moment matters. That's what they say at Verizon. And that's what you'll love about B-Mobile. They're a local family-owned company. They carry all the latest smartphones and tablets, keep you connected along with that great personalized customer service you deserve. No lines, you know, hassles, and these good folks get you out of there and get you what you need. Verizon is everywhere you're at home, the lakes, and beyond, and you can find B-Mobile. South Fargo, 2790 South University Drive next to the Boulder. They're in Bismarck across from Lowe's. They're in Valley City, 635 Main Street. Find a location near you, bmobile.com, bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. Lenny Elms will join us in just a moment. North Dakota's Director of Mineral Resources. We just we're finishing up a conversation with Mike in Williston, who told us about he, his wife, and young baby moving into an apartment with another individual, and that individual pulled over and admitting to a law enforcement officer that he was an illegal immigrant. What happened from there, Mike?
Well, the cop had ran his background and seen that he did not have anything wrong with him other than the fact that his legal status is illegal. So they had let him go, but now, I don't know if you recall anything on the news, but the first week or two, there's been a lot of talk nationally about some roundups of, illegal immigrants. So he's pretty worried now and he's pretty much ducking out on us. He's going to be leaving here, leaving town pretty soon because he's scared of, ICE coming to the house with all the reports that have been happening across the country with that.
Well, why wouldn't have that already happened if he had an interaction with law enforcement?
Yeah, but they did not call them. The law enforcement officer who pulled him over has let him go. But now he's worried about it. So I'm kind of stuck in a situation where, you know, I'm an American and my wife and kids are, and you know, I'm not really sure what to do because I'm being put in a bad situation because of this, and I'm not too happy because I'm not really sure, you know, what does my employer know? Does my employer know that he is, because we worked together and they knew that we were, you know, moving in together? There's a lot of things that I feel like, you know, I should not been put in this situation, and this kind of thing should have been caught before, you know, an innocent American has to be put in this kind of situation.
Yeah, definitely. He was pulled over by whom, do you know?
It was either a North Dakota State Trooper or Williston police officer, yeah.
You don't know which one, though?
I didn't know. I didn't really ask. Right. Kind of the less I knew at this point kind of seemed better to me.
Yeah, got
but
it.
I'm in a situation where I've even been told by people, you know, now that I know that if they were to come, I could be in trouble and it could be considered harboring an illegal immigrant. And I, right. You know, I never knew any of this, and this information was never disclosed to me by him when I moved in. I knew that he had a driver's license and everything, but come to find out, he's told me, you know, like all his vehicles and everything he owns pretty much has been in other people's names because he can't legally have this stuff in his name.
Yeah, so they're good points. It's happening all right here. I would, if I were you, contact an attorney on those questions and knowing what you know now. Keep us posted. Let us know if we can help in any way, Mike, and appreciate you sharing that story today. I am going to do a little poking around with law enforcement on, you know, what happens when they know that, because, you know, we're not a sanctuary state here. We're not a sanctuary city. I don't know why that wouldn't immediately be turned over there. Can I have you hang on a sec, Mike, and we'll get some information from you?
Yeah, no problem.
We'll stay in touch, Manny. We'll chat with you off the air. Appreciate the call. Always happy to help in situations like that, and appreciate the call. We have Lynn Helms, Director of North Coast Department of Mineral Resources. Our monthly chat with Lynn as we crunch the numbers and take a look back at the numbers for the month most recently available of oil and gas production in North Dakota. Lynn, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
So we're talking about November numbers here in the latest January director's cut. What from November, when I saw it, I went, we're up. You know, this, you know, we continue to, you know, I guess pretty much hold even. We're not up big, but we're up. I mean, that was my headline. What was yours?
Absolutely. Industry continues to basically pull a rabbit out of its hat. Production up a little over 5,000 barrels a day, even though rig count is way down, permitting way down, oil price, of course, down just a huge amount, and a lot of wells being transferred. So, you know, we're seeing an accordion effect in some of our data, and it's a little hard to sort things out exactly. But production up, flaring up just very, very slightly, and that was due to some mechanical problems. And that's the sort of thing we've been talking about all along, Scott, is that when you're processing 1.6 billion cubic feet a day, mechanical problem at one plant, and you can have a little uptick in flaring, but it was only up 1%.
But gas production at an all-time high with that.
That's right. Yeah, all-time high natural gas production for the state. And so that says something about the improvements that the industry is making, the gas plants being built. It looks like the big Lonesome Creek gas plant is on schedule to come online and be processing gas by the end of this month. And, of course, there are two more coming on this year. So that part of the industry is not in any kind of a slowdown at all.
You know, I was chatting with somebody in Bismarck yesterday, mentioning that I was on my way to Watford City today to broadcast my new school, and she was like, new school? I mean, isn't enrollment dropping? I mean, there is and by the way, it's not. It's going up. So there's other schools, an elementary school on the drawing board here to again, stay ahead of this. But I have a sense that, you know, average everyday people are maybe looking at a headline here or there, or getting bits and pieces of this, but really not getting drilling down, no pun intended, into the details, have a sense of doom and gloom that's unwarranted. Do you pick that up as well, Lynn?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. It's very hard in sound bites and headlines to deliver the message. And clearly, the industry is in a lot of distress because of these low oil prices. But at the same time, you know, we're still talking about 21 drilling rigs running in McKenzie County. and 9 in Dunn County. The last time oil prices were at this level, Dunn County's rig count was what we had statewide. So, yeah, this is a huge slowdown. But at the other end of this curve, the resource is still there. And it just happens to be a $50 to $60 resource. It's not a $20 to $30 resource.
That's the key point, right? That the technology, the process, how to do this and do it efficiently has been perfected, and prices are going to go up and prices are going to go down, so you'll have an ebb and flow. But this isn't an either-or. This isn't like a boom or bust anymore, correct?
No, that's absolutely right. And I remember 3 years ago we started talking to people saying, well, we've reached our cruising altitude, but keep your seatbelt on because there will be turbulence, and here we are. So once you're into harvest mode like we are here, where 95% of the leases are held by production, unless there's some drilling obligation in those leases, companies can speed up and slow down based on oil price. One thing we got to keep in mind is the lower it goes and the longer it stays down, then the higher it's going to go and the more surge in activity we're going to have on the other side. So we'd be a lot better off if it didn't go quite so low or stay down too long.
Explain that. What do you mean by that? The lower it goes, the higher it's going to go? Say
what
you said again.
Yeah. So when you think about world oil prices, very low oil prices have always led to very high oil prices. That's the thing about commodities is the cure for low prices is low prices, and the cure for high prices is very high prices. And so as we saw in response to the very low prices right around the turn of the century, 10 years ago, we had very high prices for a period of 4 or 5 years, and that brought on all this technology. With the increasing rig efficiency, our expectation was that we would not need 220 rigs. We could settle in at 125, 150 drilling rigs. But if we drop way below that for a period of years, then the urge is going to be there to do a lot of development when the price comes back. And so we may go way above the norm or the standard. And, that's what happens in commodity markets. You see it in farm, in what the farmers do, and you see it in what miners and oil companies do.
Today's rig count is what?
49 rigs drilling today. 45 of them are in the core of the core. We were just working on a map that we're going to show to the folks out at Dickinson this afternoon, talking about the status of the city of Dickinson and what they can expect over this year and the next few years. And, they've continued to contract further and further into that northeast McKenzie, southwest Mount Trail County area. So 45 out of the 49 rigs are right in that core area.
And they've dropped from, mid-60s, October, November, December, to, now mid to high 40s. Is that just winter? Is that just what's going on there? Or, again, is that just a continuing reduction related to the price?
That reduction, Scott, seems to be based on an expectation of $30 to $40 oil through the first half of the year. Since we're $10 below that, we might expect further reduction. And that's part of my message is we are well below what oil companies or the state government or anybody expected. And so we could see a little bit more contraction, especially with winter months, and then the much lower than anticipated prices.
So, again, you have that good news, bad news situation. Obviously, the price is the bad news, and that is creating some of this reduction. The good news is still looking at a number that not all that long ago we were jumping up and down and celebrating of 1 million barrels a day plus in oil being produced. More with Lynn Helms after a short timeout on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We're live at the Watford City High School. Steve Holland, superintendent, coming up next hour to join us. We also have some more of your comments and texts that have come in from our first half hour we'll get to as well. So busy show today. Show of hands, how many people would like better health? Don't you wish we could see everybody, Todd, that was now raising their hand? Better health. Yep, count them. Oh, my gosh, look at them all. Oh, my gosh, we all do, right? Well, the most important thing to your health is your sleep. So if you want to move up a notch in the health arena, you get on the phone today and order yourself up a MyPillow and sleep as well as Todd and I do. 800-506-9028. I woke up this morning so well rested, great dream, meaning you're in that REM. I tell you, this thing is just marvelous. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, 800-506-9028. Ask for the two-for-one deal. No risk in this at all. 69 money-back guarantee. Just try it out. 10-year warranty. It will not go flat. Works great. Lynn Helms of the Department of Mineral Resources with us today. Lynn, I wanted to ask you about something that's been in the news lately. The North Dakota Industrial Commission has asked for an opportunity to have a little more of a role in the complaint process and seeing these settlement agreements before they're done. If I'm an oil company and a spill happens out there, you have the ability to fine me. And often we see in the headlines those fines have been reduced a little bit after the cleanup is completed. Explain why.
Sure. Well, what typically happens is the oil and gas division can propose a penalty. We're not actually authorized to impose a penalty. We can propose one up to $12,500 per day. And our goal with setting maximum penalties out there was certainly to get the company's attention and to reduce repeat offenses. We were seeing a significant number of companies commit the same violation over and over, and that happened back in the 80s, 90s, you know, the first part of this century. And so we wanted to stop that practice, and it has worked very well there. So we can propose a penalty, put it out there. There's two paths that can follow after that. The company can try to reach a settlement agreement in which they promise to do a better job in the future. They also do a lot of additional work of over and above cleaning up the spill or whatever it was. You know, maybe they improve the equipment on the site and a lot of things like that. And we reach a settlement agreement where we put them on probation, basically, for 1 to 5 years and say, you're on probation. If you make that same mistake again or you don't follow through on what you promised to do with us, you owe the entire proposed penalty. And we have their signature on that document. They cannot take us to court on that if they've signed that document. The other path is if we don't talk about settlement with the company, then we have to go to court in order to get that penalty enforced. We have to ask an administrative law judge who weighs in on it. The commission issues an order. Then we have to take that order to the district court and get that penalty imposed upon them. So the commission doesn't have authority outside the judicial system to really collect a fine. We can either settle and get a lot in return for the settlement and put them on probation, or we can go to court and work on getting the full penalty imposed. And we've done some of each.
And so what's new here is the Industrial Commission is saying, Lynn, we're going to get in the boat with you and make sure that we're doing the right thing on these settlement agreements so people understand. In other words, I think somebody looks at, hey, it's an oil spill. Why would you reduce a fine? But I think what they're missing is the piece that the part of the settlement is an expedited way to clean up the spill. I mean, Dave Glatz explained this well from the Department of Health. When it happens, it isn't let's go pound the heck out of a company that made this happen. Is let's get it cleaned up. That's what everybody's thinking. And if they don't, then you whack them, for lack of a better term.
Yep, that's exactly right. And that's the philosophy. And you're right. The change that the commission made here recently was they wanted, prior to one of these settlement agreements being signed, they wanted to hear the background on the company, their history, the background on the violation, and have some input into what the terms of that settlement agreement is before it's signed. Previous to this, we were negotiating and settling these things and then reporting to the commission what we had done on a quarterly basis and getting their feedback and input. But they want to see them prior to signature now, more background information on the company and the violation, and more input up front.
There was a headline in the Drudge Report yesterday that said, Bust, North Dakota crude worth less than nothing. Bloomberg article had a misleading headline, obviously, but we have about less than a minute. What the heck was that all about?
That was all about a posting from Flint Hills Resources, big refiner over there at St. Paul, Minnesota. They said, basically, we don't want any North Dakota sour crude at this point. So they posted a price of negative 50 cents, basically said, don't even call about selling us any North Dakota sour crude. That represents less than 8,000 barrels a day of North Dakota crude. So it's a very, very small percentage. It's significant to those producers in Botno and Renville County, certainly. And those prices are lower than I've ever seen them before. But it's not a bust. Bakken crude oil, if you look today, you can see that West Texas Intermediate equal to Bakken crude oil selling at a premium to Brent. So our 1.1 million barrels a day, 1.17 basically, is going at a premium to Brent crude oil. A little bit of sour crude having a problem.
Very interesting. Well, appreciate that very much. Lynn, thanks for the time as always. Great to chat with you each month to crunch these numbers a little bit and learn a little bit more about what's happening. We appreciate it. Take care.
Have a wonderful day, Scott.
Lynn Helms, the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Newsmaker on What's on Your Mind. Steve Holman, Superintendent of Watford City, next.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.